I am lucky enough not to have pre-diabetes or diabetes. Yet. However, I know that I have a high risk for developing diabetes and heart disease just by being from South Asia. For the past 8 years, I have adopted an intermittent fasting lifestyle in which I try to eat within a fixed 10-hour window most days. This has helped me shed some extra weight. But the best results from intermittent fasting have been with my mother. 7 years ago, my mother noticed the blood sugar numbers on her annual physical exams were creeping up. Over the next 2 years, her exams showed that her blood sugar was continuing to rise. In other words, she was approaching a diabetic state. Even though her doctor wasn't really worried, she panicked because she knows the damage diabetes can cause. She had seen too many friends and relatives who ignored the early signs of the disease, and even after taking daily medications for years, they slowly developed heart disease, kidney disease, blindness, and even dementia. My mother was also less than thrilled about the idea of living with diabetes, having to carefully monitor what she ate at every single meal. When she first told me the news, we talked about her daily diet and exercise routine, because it is well known that the foods you eat and the amount you exercise can influence your blood sugar levels. Yet even though she was already doing everything right, the results weren't adding up. As a vegetarian, she would eat more than the recommended portions of fruits and vegetables every day, and she would take a daily walk in the evenings. She was also fasting at least once a week for religious reasons, while on other days she ate dinner by 8 p.m. But I noticed occasionally, at least 2 or 3 times a week, she would have a cup of tea with sugar and milk around 9 p.m. if she visited any of our relatives. It was difficult for her to decline a late-night snack. I knew from my previous research that by eliminating this occasional and seemingly benign late-night snacking, she may be able to see some improvements in her blood glucose. When I first told her this, she laughed at me. Besides, her doctor and other health professionals could not be convinced that these small late-night meals were the culprit, pushing her toward diabetes. A few months later, I convinced her to visit me in the United States. When she lived with me for the next several months, she adopted my stricter rule of no food after 6 p.m. In the morning, she ate her breakfast around 9 a.m. That pattern created a daily eating window of 9 hours. Over the next several weeks, she told me that she had never felt better. And when she returned to India and continued eating this way, her blood sugar levels declined to below a pre-diabetic level. After 5 months, her fasting blood glucose was hovering near a healthy range. Best of all, for the past 5 years, she's been able to stay healthy and off all medications, just by keeping to the protocol. Since then, I have repeated this experiment in more than a dozen clinical trials. My group has worked not only with patients who have prediabetes, but also those suffering from high cholesterol and high blood pressure. We always find that those who can follow a 10-hour IF can substantially improve their health.